Welcome back to a Thursday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue to preview the upcoming 2023 high school baseball and softball seasons. Today on the show, we're joined by Cedar Falls first-year softball coach Sam Tepley. Tigers coming off of a 22-14 season last year, bringing a lot back. Coach Tepley, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, looking forward to learn more about you and your team. Let's start with you. First year on the job. So, you know, what provoked you to throw your hat in the ring here and tell us a bit about your softball background?
Yeah, so softball is a big part of my life for a long time. I graduated from Dubuque Wallet. I caught for 5 years there and then moved on to play for 4 years as a catcher at UNI. And while I was at UNI, I was doing some coaching at West Dubuque and had the head job at Wallet for a year before I found out that I got into veterinary school. So when I got into veterinary school, I kind of put my coaching hat aside, went and did my 4 years of vet school, ended up having a couple kids during that time, and kind of just wrote softball coaching off, to be honest. I didn't think that there was ever going to be a way that it was going to be able to work with my career and my family. And then, you know, this job kind of came out of nowhere, honestly. After being away from coaching for 9 years, there's a couple people in my life that really pushed me to step back into the ring, and here we are.
Well, that's such an interesting story, and it does make me think to ask, the game of softball, like so many other sports, seems to have changed over the years, but I would imagine, you know, your love for the game, even though you haven't been coaching, you know, you've been watching softball. So what do you think is maybe the biggest difference is now with the sport, with the 9 years you mentioned in between coaching?
Yeah, I think the foundation of the game is still the same, but I think the speed has evolved. I think the speed of the game is always evolving. I think, you know, the analytics and maybe the offensive approach are a little bit different. I would say, you know, when I was in high school and college, the short game, the slapping was really hot and heavy, and I think now we're getting back into more of a power hitter type approach, which I'm all for. So I think, again, I think the foundation of the game is the same. I think just the speed and some of the more analytics when it comes to the offensive side of things have changed a little bit.
And I suppose off of that, Coach Tepley, how would you describe yourself as a coach in terms of, you know, maybe at a rhetorical level, how you like to work with your athletes, and at a technical level, the things that, you know, are kind of paramount to what you want to bring into a program?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple of things that, you know, coming into the off season that I really started to preach to the girls right away was just being an offensive powerhouse. You know, we want big bats. We want aggressive base running. We really want to generate runs to support our pitchers and our defense. I really like to work with what athletes have and what they bring to the table and kind of take their natural capabilities and what they're successful with as individuals and just build off of that. You know, I think that kids find a swing that works for them, and I think you have to take what they know and run with it and develop that and not focus so much on the nitty-gritty details, but really just empowering your athletes to do what they do best.
Cedar Falls High School softball coach Sam Tepley, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, you've got a little over a week's worth of practices underway here. So what have you seen so far from your team in this preseason practice?
These kids are eager. I have not worked with a group of athletes that has been this invested, focused, locked in. I think these girls are hungry for success. I think they know they have a lot of talent. I think they have a fierce competitive edge from top to bottom, and they've shown up every day since the beginning of off season, ready to work and get better. And really, I think the sky's the limit for them. We, you know, as we've moved through this first week and a few days, we've started to implement more team defense as we've moved through things. And I'm just really impressed with how these kids show up every day, how they work together, and their drive to find success.
That's really exciting to hear, Coach, especially because you look at last season's body of work, win 22 games. That's not easy in the MVC, but just a couple seniors graduated off of that squad last season. So, you know, coming into speaking with you today, I was figuring, man, on paper at least, it would be safe to say that it it'd be appropriate to put some pretty high expectations on this team. But then again, you're in your first year, so safe to say that, you know, there's a lot of expectations.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a high expectation kind of person. I think that in order to set yourself up for success, you have to set the bar high and push yourself to reach that bar, and then, you know, blow right past it if you can. And I've followed a lot of these girls since they were little, and knew coming into this job that they had a ton of talent, just natural, raw, athletic talent. These kids have it. I think there's just been a missing piece for them, and I think that missing piece is putting everything together and helping them pull out, you know, maybe some gas that's been left in the tank, or a little bit of self-doubt, just working past that to really bring everything together and push these kiddos to their maximum potential.
Would you say that that's maybe the focus in the lead up to the season here, is sharpening the mental side, or are there maybe some more practical, pragmatic things on the diamond that you're really trying to get sharpened up here before the season begins?
Yeah, you know, we always want to come in with the best skill set that we can. But again, these kids have a ton of natural raw talent. I think for them, it's more, one, just belief. I think that they've been able to skate by kind of relying on their talent. But I think that the missing piece for them has been, you know, that competitiveness and that willingness to not back down no matter what it takes. So we have been focusing a ton on the mental side of things. You know, our pitchers have been working really hard on just building stamina and building their ability to mentally lock in. Our hitters have been really focusing on being great when they're down in the count, and, you know, putting that chip on their shoulder every time they show up to the field.
Cedar Falls High School softball coach Sam Tepley, our guest right now on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. The Tigers coming off of a good season last year, and as coach has explained, big expectations, a lot of talent on this team. Coach, what's it like getting your off-season programs in place? I understand that the state allows for a little bit more than they did in previous years with the work you can do. What was it like getting that in place, and were you pleased with you know, the attendance and everything else that you were hoping to get out of those?
Yeah, you know, it's important for me to maintain integrity in everything we do, and that applies to off-season too. So while it can be a little bit frustrating to be limited with your contact, we maximize it when we could. You know, I think it's important for these girls to stay healthy and not get burnt out. So it was, you know, by no means mandatory for anybody, but the numbers that we had turnout were really impressive to me. I've never seen an off-season turnout like this in the other programs. Good. That I've worked with, and it wasn't just showing up. It was showing up with intensity and intent every single day.
Good. That's really exciting to hear. You know, I got to ask about what's the situation in the circle, because one of the seniors that I referenced graduated off of last year's team, Syra Rasmussen. She by far led the team in innings pitched and was really good last season. And it looks like it's probably a pretty wide open competition. So, Coach Tepley, what can you tell us in terms of, you know, who's competing to be the one in the circle that, you know, shoulders the workload of those innings this season?
Yeah, that was kind of what I was hearing, you know, as I first took the job, was pitching's going to be the struggle. And to be honest with you, I don't feel that at all. We have a ninth grader, Lexi Truegg, who has really stepped up. She's fiery. She's competitive. She throws fast. She throws hard. She's got junk she can mix in. I love her competitive edge. I think she's going to bring a lot of force to be reckoned with on the mound. We have Avery Bear returning. We have Kennedy Strelo returning. The nice thing about these three is they're all very different, so they can play off of each other really well. They also work together really well as teammates. So I think our pitching is going to be something that sneaks up on people.
And what would you say for yourself as a coach that you've experienced is the best way to get the most out of your pitchers? Is it safe to say that it's, you got to learn them, it's very case by case, or are there some, you know, maybe some commonplace things that you've been able to have success with a, you know, a large majority of your pitchers in terms of, you know, preaching a mental or physical skill?
Yeah, I think that it's really important to be able to adjust to each pitcher. you know, as a catcher myself, I know the value of understanding what motivates your pitcher, how to pick her up when she's down, what sequence of pitches works best for her. So I do think it's super important to dial into what each pitcher needs individually. But one of the big things that I'm preaching to our pitchers right now is just trust your defense. I think especially at the high school level, if you can take that weight off of the pitcher's shoulders of I have to strike everybody out, all the pressure's on me, and let them know that the defense is behind them to play, I think every pitcher needs to have that confidence, and the defense needs to put that confidence in their pitchers.
What do you anticipate out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, Coach? I mean, what are we looking at in terms of the competition this season? Because I have to imagine that, you know, your peers in the conference are looking at you, and, you know, if they're listening to this interview, I would think they'd go, yeah, I don't hear anything out of step there. This is a team that should be pretty competitive this season, but what do you see out of your opponents?
Yeah, so, you know, being a Wallert grad, I came up through the Mississippi Valley as a player, and it was always super competitive. You know, the Cedar Rapids schools, the Iowa City schools were always solid competition. It was never an easy game you were going to face, and, you know, I'm not super familiar with the Valley right now and it being my first season coming in, but I think that you always have to expect a good game in any Valley game. I don't think you can sleep on anyone. So, you know, we'll approach every single game, every single conference game like we have everything to prove.
Coach, thanks so much for joining today's show. Real pleasure to get to know more about you and, of course, your Tiger softball team. Best of luck, best of health this season.
Thank you so much.